Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSaintPete.com. RadioSaintPete.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Spot. He will need to be fed once a day. He prefers feline supplement number 25.
I understand.
And he will require water. And you must provide him with a sandbox. And you must talk to him. Tell him he is a pretty cat. And a good cat.
I will feed him.
Perhaps that will be enough.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, it's Kevin Nealon, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Yeah.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio, on RadioSaintPete.com. My name is William Koontz. I am your host. Oh, welcome. What a chaotic life this is. No, I'm about to complain. I shouldn't, because I have no reason to, but that doesn't stop me ever. Phone line's open, though, or the text and voicemail line is open. 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com is the website. I'm the only person in my immediate friend group who is poor, pretty much. I don't know how it happened, but I am the black sheep. Everyone else is killing it, and they deserve it. They've done very well in their lives. They went to college and got degrees and awesome things. And or maybe not awesome things, but things that make money, finance, or, you know, some people just fell into jobs on Craigslist, and now they're COOs of companies, and now they invite me to go to Spain with them and go jet setting around the world, and I can't do that. I work two jobs, and they both pay very poorly. You know, I didn't make smart decisions in my life, but I'm pursuing my passions, and hopefully one day it'll pay off. I hope so. One day, yes. It will. It will, damn it. And but now I get suckered into watching these people's animals for them. And it's I don't mind, you know. I don't have any animals of my own at my house because I live in a very tiny apartment, and I don't want to succumb an animal to that type of lifestyle. But you know, I like having God animals, you know, God sons and God daughters who are furry and they're cute, and I can go over to their mansions where they live and pet them and hang out with them and enjoy the time spent with them. But it's a pain in the ass, man. It really is. It's, you know, now I gotta, well, they require 2 walks a day, and you gotta feed them twice, and they need to be let out once. And luckily, this guy lives down the street, and he's one of my really good friends, so I don't mind. But it's a pain in the ass. And he goes, like, you know, he's got these animals, and he goes on not only vacations, but he goes on work trips where he's gone. You know, he needs to go to California, he needs to go to India, he has an important job. So he's, you know, all over the place, and he's got these dogs, and then it's like, hey, man, you want to watch these animals for me? Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's cool. It is, believe it or not. I hope he doesn't hear this and think that I'm mad or anything, because I'm not. Because if I didn't want to, I would just say no. And I think he would totally be cool with that. I don't mind. But it's just a pain in the ass, right? 813-693-2124 is the number. This podcast is brought to you by Tap House 61, taphouse61.com. It's the best bar in St. Petersburg. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Best beer bar, best trivia night. It's up for some Creative Loafing Best of the Bay Awards. So make sure you check them out, 2061 Central Avenue, right here in St. Petersburg. It's my destination when I go out, which is hardly ever anymore. But when I get some time, I'm heading to Tap House 61. So check them out, taphouse61.com. Trivia Wednesday nights, and it's super fun. And people love trivia. So why not check theirs out, all right? Very good. Speaking of Creative Loafing Best of the Bay, holy moly, man. What a debacle this whole thing has been. It's I feel bad for the staff of Creative Loafing having to deal with this stuff. Now, it's probably been something, a feature of their magazine that started many years ago where I think they kind of just picked a few. I don't know how it started, but I'm assuming that it was they had their editorial staff and they would kind of pick the places that they liked in the area, you know, best restaurant, and it was probably a really small list, you know, best restaurant, best, you know, bar, you know, and it was just a couple places that were listed, and now it's grown into this massive thing, you know, and now they have best, the categories are insane now. People suggest categories, it's like best place to get your eyebrows waxed and your butthole bleached and all this stuff. It's like, good Lord, they kind of overzealously got all these categories and made it really hard on themselves now because there's so many of these things. And for whatever reason, social media has just, anybody can say whatever they want instantaneously. There was a time when if you were upset with some sort of media or, you know, actor or whatever, if you were upset with somebody, personality, you would have to get out a piece of paper and a pen and write to them. And by the time you finished the letter, you'd probably be like, oh, well, I feel better because I vented now. And you know what? I'll just throw this in the garbage. But now with Twitter and, you know, Facebook and email, it just makes it so easy to say stupid stuff and then just send it off into the ether and have it be delivered right to that person who you're mad at. And I see Creative Loafing staff's Facebook posts. I'm friends with most of those people, and I just feel guilty for them. I feel bad. People are already complaining. The nominations are open for Best of the Bay 2018. And by the way, this podcast here is nominated for Best Podcast, spelled wrong. But if you look under, I think it's under People, Places, and Stuff, you'd find Best Podcast, and it's Homemade Broadcast with two words for homemade. You know, whatever. I'm thankful. Thank you for whoever nominated me. I appreciate it. But it's the Homemade Broadcast. I don't understand why that's so hard. Anyway, so, you know, it's an honor to be nominated, yes. So thank you. But people are already just complaining. Pat Donovan, who's a radio personality here, sent out a tweet. I saw it said, I used to think Seattle Tampa's Best of the Bay was a pretty big deal. Then I started looking at the categories. How do we take a poll seriously when it includes some of the least talented people and excludes some of the most talented, like Hall of Fame nominated broadcasters, people? Well, I mean, in their defense, what do you want them to do, man? This is not a perfect thing. Now, they could pick the places themselves, but it's a reader's poll. People nominate things that they like for these awards. The downside of that is, of course, is that people tend to nominate themselves for awards, and then they just beg people on social media to vote for them, and it is just atrocious. It really is something to behold, I'll tell you. It's embarrassing, frankly, how people lobby for these things. So, I mean, it doesn't mean anything. Sorry, Best of the Bay stuff. It doesn't really mean anything because it's not a real honor. You know, you can just lobby hard enough, and you'll get an award if people like you enough to take the time to vote for you. Now, they fixed it, too, because there was a time when you could just vote as many times as you wanted. So you could just, you know, if you know enough about computers, you could make a script that just votes for you a trillion times, and then you win the award. Or, you know, there's people on the list that, you know, you can nominate yourself. So I'm looking at the best comedians list. There's no Matt Fernandez on there, number one. He just recorded his special. He's the best comedian in Tampa. And he's not on the list. And some of these people have been doing comedy for 2 weeks, and they're on the list for Best Comedian of the Year. I mean, come on, man. I mean, Johnny B's going to win because he's got a radio show at night. He's got 10,000 followers. He's a great comedian, local comedian. He's going to win, you know, no doubt. But and he better, because if one of these no-name people wins, then it is kind of going to prove Pat Donovan's point. But it is a reader's poll, you know, if you lobby hard enough. I would say it's overall a good thing, this Best of the Bay thing. But also, people don't take it so seriously. It doesn't matter that much. It's not something that's going to affect your life. Nobody's going to remember that you won a Best of the Bay outside of the people who pick up that paper and read it that day, and then it automatically shoots out of their brain and they completely forget about it. So it doesn't matter. But if you are so inclined, you know, go vote for the Homemade Broadcast, even though it's spelled wrong, for Best Podcast. That'd be cool. I'd like to win it. That'd be fun. So while I just kind of crapped on it, vote for me.
You're listening to the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.
This podcast is brought to you by TrueVSalonAndSpa.com, 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, in St. Petersburg. Botox lady's coming. That's right. Once a month, she's coming in. She's shooting poison into divorcees' faces and smoothing them out all nice. That's right. Make sure you get yours, 8908 4th Street North at TrueV Salon and Spa. But that's not all. Why don't you get a haircut? Why don't you get your nails done? Why don't you get your feet scrubbed off with, you ever seen that thing where ladies dip their feet in the fish, eat off the skin? Looks pretty cool. Disgusting, but it looks pretty cool. I don't think she has that, but I think they can, you know, give you a pedicure and stuff if you want. 8908 4th Street North, make an appointment at Truvy, T-R-U, V's and Victory, Y, salonandspa.com. Make your appointment today. Tell them Will sent you. And I want poison shot in my face or just a haircut. So Twitter and, you know, Facebook and social media in general is not a great place to have political discourse because, number one, you can't tell tone, which is important in language because sometimes it's not what you say, it's how you say it. But also, you're not face-to-face with that person and you can say whatever you want and potentially, you know, you don't face any consequences for it. The most you get is blocked. And then I think the person that gets blocked feels vindicated because, you know, it feels like they got to them or something, you know? So it feels like they won the argument. It's weird. Human psychology is weird. Best way to go about it, don't block people. Just mute them. You can mute people, which is even better because they'll talk at you and you won't ever see it. So and I got to say, I've only had one lady, some old, look like a cat woman, cat lady. I had a bunch of cats that was mean to me on Twitter, but everybody else has been pretty kind. Speaking of Twitter and Instagram, if you want to be mean to me, follow me. Home_made_man. That's on Instagram and Twitter. I'm pretty active on both of those, so check me out. Call me names or say, hey, man, I'll chit-chat with you. It's pretty cool. And if you're mean, I'll just mute you, and you won't know it. So, yeah, it's not a good place to talk to people, pretty much. But people do it, and it's a little scary because, you know, I've heard the term midwits. I really like that term, meaning not stupid people, but, you know, people with about 100 IQ, which I'd probably fall into that range. But they are engaged, but they seem to only hear one side of the story. They only get their news from the Huffington Post or Fox News or whatever. That's all they won't branch out and explore other things because the other stuff is garbage. My stuff that I read is good because it confirms what I've always believed. And I see these pretty smart people posting these things that I just are insane. It's just not true, you know? Or anyway, maybe it's not true, but there's definitely another side to the story of this whole thing, too. And, you know, I see it on Twitter, the way people argue with each other, and I'm just like, Jesus. But then when I see it on, you know, my Facebook feed, where these are people that I know and respect and care about that just have these crazy notions about what's going on in the political climate, it scares me a little bit because, you know, people talk about a civil war and, God, I don't know. You know, you think, well, geez, if there is a civil war, I think one side is more equipped to handle it because they have the guns, you know, you would think. But not necessarily, because earlier this week, a Facebook feud in the Tampa Bay area, I think it was in Tampa actually, led to a shooting. Some guy was fighting with another dude about politics on Facebook on a public post. The guy went to his inbox and started talking crap to him there. I guess gave him his address or something, said, yo, let's fight. And the guy went, all right, I'll friggin' fight you. But he didn't only fight him. He brought an AR-15 and a handgun. So when I saw that, I went, oh, Jesus. That's a Trump dude who went down there and shot some guy. No. The guy with the AR-15 and the handgun was a Barack Obama fan. He was, you know, I guess talking Barack up. You don't see that very often, a left-wing person with an AR-15, especially because that whole thing is so politicized now. But this is Florida, and I guess it does happen. I was shocked to see it. And when I first saw it, I was like, geez, well, at least somebody, you know, did something. Everybody's talking a lot of smack, and nobody does nothing. But, of course, you don't want anybody to get shot over a political disagreement. It's really sad, man, because there's a movement now with Twitter and stuff that it's not only trying to prove your political opponents incorrect, but you're trying to prove them as evil, as brown shirts, as racists, as opposed to maybe just being wrong and having a justifiably articulate opinion, but it is a wrong opinion or whatever. And now it's just like these people are evil and we need to either punch them or in some cases shoot them. So this is from the Tampa Bay Times. It says, I went off the deep end, says shooter in South Tampa Facebook feud. Brian Sebring left work early on Monday, armed himself with his wife's handgun and an AR-15 rifle, and drove to a stranger's house in the area of Tampa where he lives since he was a child. He was afraid. He said he never met Alex Stevens, but he believed he was a felon ready for a fight. Once shots had been fired, Sebring was the only one with a hot muzzle. He was the one in trouble, accused of shooting Stevens over a Facebook post on politics, and quickly turned personal. I'm not a bad guy, Sebring said in an interview with the Tampa Bay Times, but I mean, this guy threatened to hurt my family, and I just went off the deep end. I wasn't thinking right, you know? After this, I'm going to go see a therapist or something, man, because that's some crazy S, and I could lose my temper like that and do something so stupid. Yeah, it really is. Stevens was shot through the thigh and the buttocks. He was discharged from Tampa General Hospital shortly after the shooting. He did not respond to an interview request. Sebring, who was released from the Hillsborough County Jail on Tuesday night on $9,500 bond. That's it? $95? Isn't that like $950 you have to put down to get out of jail for shooting somebody? It seems like not that much. He faces felony charges of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon and carrying a concealed firearm. He wiped tears from his eyes Wednesday night as he stood in his driveway taking phone calls from police and lawyers. Sebring said his guns have never been fired outside of a gun range until Monday night. Now, in addition to legal problems, he is a target of a social media trolling from across the country. I ruined my life over this. I'm sorry, it's not funny, but yeah, you kind of did ruin your life over this. You can't let your emotions get the best of you, you know? I mean, come on, man. Now my mother is too afraid to leave the house, and my sons are afraid to walk to school or church, all because some keyboard gangsters. The Facebook dispute had its roots in a comment Sebring added to a friend's post about Donald Trump. The post has since been taken down, and Sebring's electronic devices were seized by police. Tyler Travis, a Facebook user who witnessed the exchange, told the Times that Sebring was bad-mouthing felons who couldn't vote. Sebring, a registered Democrat, said that when responding to a felon who wrote that even though he lost his right to vote, he wanted to share his political opinion, Sebring characterized his reply as, if you want to voice your opinion, don't do criminal activity, don't get caught, be a productive member of society. He said the comment drew hundreds of responses, but Stevens, who has Facebook account under the name Dusty Rhodes, not the late wrestler, took the argument to Sebring's private messenger account. Stevens had a felony record and served stints in the state prison on charges that include robbery and cocaine possession. His latest term ended in 2016. Sebring had also been arrested and pleaded guilty to misdemeanor battery charges that he attended an anger management class. He retained his voting rights. So this guy has a history of violence then. He looked up Stevens' criminal record before their Monday night encounter. Stevens knew where he lived, Sebring said, and had threatened to harm his wife and autistic son. Steven sent Sebring his address and told him to come on over if he wanted to fight and to beep the horn when he showed up, Sebring said. I've had, you know, political discourse on my Facebook. I stopped a long time ago because it's too crazy. I was afraid something like this would happen. And there's like, you know, these open mic comedians fight with my dad's friends, you know, about they're all Trump people and then they're obviously not. And they're talking about how they're going to fight each other. I'm like, dude, you're 65 years old. You shouldn't be fighting anybody. You're 350 pounds. You might have a heart attack if you punch somebody. Just relax, both of you guys. And then I just stopped. It's not, and I'll lock down my Facebook. Nobody can post on it. I don't post on it anymore. Just ruined everything, this whole election. Sebring said that he dug at Stevens, too. In a screen grab obtained by the Times, Sebring wrote, "Dude, I'm going to empty a full 556 magazine into your head." Followed by, "You really want me to come to your house? Jesus." "I just snapped and let my primal rage take over," Sebring said on Wednesday. Sebring said he drove to the home he shares with his 68-year-old mother, wife, and two sons, armed himself with the guns, and then parked his truck in the street outside of Stevens' home. When Sebring honked, he said a 6-foot, 200-pound Stevens came running like a linebacker. Tampa police previously had reported Sebring's initial account that the other man charged him. "I told him, man, you better stop, man. I got a gun." But he kept running, Sebring said. "It looked like he was holding a steak knife in his hand, and I got scared. When I shot him, he dropped it and ran back in the house." Okay, dude, you can't. I don't understand the deal with people like bringing guns to a fight. Number one, if you're going to fight, that's mutual combat. Yeah, he probably did have a knife. Don't go over to his house. This is insane. This is the peak craziness of this whole thing. Police spokesman Steve Haggerty said Thursday that there was no mention of the knife by either man, nor did either man say he had say the victim had a gun. Sebring said he was nearly home when he spotted a police cruiser and parked his truck. He emptied his guns and told the officer what he had done. Both Sebring and Stevens attended Robinson High School, but not at the same time. They share multiple friends on Facebook, some of whom have joined the growing internet's debate on Sebring's actions. "I know both of these two got witness quite a bit to the fallout," reader Sharona Munez posted on the Times story. "The victim is the victim, and let's leave it at that. Threats were made, but only one chose to use weapons. Only one chose to drive to someone's house and open fire on him." Sebring said a Tampa detective suggested he take a break from his social media. Probably a good idea. His family is being cautious, too. His son, Chris, 15, said he was hoping to join a virtual school to avoid walking in the area. "People get crazy online," the son said. "You never know what they could do in real life." It's not worth it, folks. Don't bother engaging with people politically on Facebook. You're not going to change their mind. You're not going to change their mind. Just go about your business. Do your talking at the ballot box. Try to ignore stuff. I know it's hard sometimes. Enjoy your time online. You know, you want it to be a break from the real world. It's become so stressful, this online world. Just go look at boobies or something. There's a bunch of them on the internet. You can find them. It'll make you happy. You'll love it a lot. So enjoy. Don't get crazy over Facebook. Don't shoot anybody. And if you're going to fight, just use your fists.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioCP.com.
The big news for us at the Bone, I host a show or co-host a show over there with Anna Hummel, Stay Woke, Midnights, 102.5 The Bone, was an incident that occurred with a lady slapping an afternoon radio host. Yeah, it was a big deal. It's called The Slappening, and of course we couldn't resist talking about it this week. This show is on Midnights, 102.5 The Bone FM. Download the app, 102.5 The Bone. Just search for it in Google Play, iTunes, get the whole show on demand. And so let's talk about the slappening.
Now, talk of the town today, which I feel like we would be remiss if we did not discuss, is Drew getting slapped in the face. Jesus Christ. I did not expect that. I didn't expect a video to come along with it, too. Jesus.
Yeah, you got the security camera footage and everything. I didn't actually hear any of the show, but I did see him tweet it out. And I watched it probably, I don't know, 25 times.
Yeah.
At least.
I would say I'm in the ballpark of about 15. It's on. You got to check it out. It's on the Instagram, the Bones Instagram page. Mm-hmm. So check that out. There's also a poll on the website, theboneonline.com. And it's asking if the woman, if you know, listeners, if the woman if Drew should press charges against the woman that slapped him.
Yeah.
I thought that this was interesting. I mean, I know everybody else has talked about it, but it fits in nicely with a lot of the motifs of this show. We talk a lot about gender issues, transgender issues, guns, sex, drugs. It's kind of our thing. So this is kind of perfect for us, Will.
Yeah, I think so. No doubt.
I think that Drew should press charges. And I was talking to Ryan Adams about this, and he's like, nah, like, who cares? You know, it's not like she really hurt him, but I feel like that's besides the point. If you make the attempt to hurt someone, shouldn't you get charged just as much as if you actually committed the crime? Because the intent was there, no?
Look, no doubt, Drew is a progressive male living in 2018. Mm. We're in the age of feminism, of equality. And if that were a man that slapped him on that day, I think that he would have pressed charges. And I think in this age of equality, you got to press charges on this bitch.
I think you 100%. Have to. Because if, and I know this was brought up a million times before, but we have to, if the roles were reversed and a man slapped a woman at a bar, you're going to jail, buddy.
Oh, my God. You would get, everybody would beat you up. Every other dude in there would beat you down, and then you would get the cops called on you, and then the cops would handcuff you and drag you out. No doubt about it, 100%. You can't do that. Don't listen, we talked about this a little bit on the Johnny B Show. We were talking about putting your hands on people. This guy that got murdered or shot with the stand your ground situation, he went and shoved this guy. You can't put your hands on anybody.
Right.
You can say whatever you want. And I could tell a little bit by Drew's head movements in that video. He perhaps was being a little sarcastic to this lady, but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, no.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what he said. Mm. You cannot put your hands on people.
I'm just very confused by the whole feminist front. Where are they now? Like, what would they say about something like this? I mean, I don't want to hear about people who are, you know, like, quote unquote feminist. I want to hear from, like, the feminazis. Like, what do they think about this?
You know what? I think those people say that Drew would have been right to slap her right back.
I would say the hardcore ones would.
Yeah.
Just because they have to be intellectually consistent. So they're like, oh yeah, we can take a punch from a man. Absolutely.
Now let me put this in front of you. Now you're a lady, but I feel like you could still be objective and answer this question. How many hits does a lady get before the dude has a right to hit her back?
To be honest with you, I don't know when you say has the right.
Well, okay, sorry. That's
you can do whatever
hits,
you want.
How many hits does it take for a man to hit a lady back?
I don't think it matters the amount of hits. It's the amount of damage. Like if they're light hits and you give them 10 and it's nothing, but you could do one big one and you could I could conceivably see a man trying to self defend. You know what I mean?
One good one, unless she's Ronda Rousey, one's not going to do it.
Well, I've seen it. I've seen people react that way before, and I was even looking at the what was his name? I wrote it down because I know Thomas told me one time. DeAndre Johnson, sound familiar? FSU quarterback, 2012. He was at a bar. A woman hit him, or at least attempted to. They were at a bar.
Oh yes, okay, I do remember this.
And he like socked her in the face hard.
Yeah.
She hit it. She struck him first. It's on camera. But she missed and she sucked and she was drunk. She probably had bad, you know, hand-eye coordination.
And it wouldn't have, he's a big dude. Like, it wouldn't have really hurt him.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
She still should have probably been arrested for it, probably, but he shouldn't have obviously
now
done that.
Now, this guy, he got ejected from the school, ejected from the team. He lost everything because he punched this chick that punched him. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, again, when it comes to when do you have the right to hit back, I mean, I say, like, if you're trying to defend yourself, man, I think if a girl slapped me that way, I don't know. I honestly do not know what I would do.
It's hard for you to answer because you're in a woman's body, and it's hard for you to picture what it would be like to be in a man's body. Can we put this out to listeners that if
Absolutely.
You're a fella, how many hits from a lady would it take you before you struck her back?
again, I feel like it also depends on the severity of each hit. If she's making contact, is she even hurting you? You know, maybe she's so drunk she doesn't know where she's hitting. I would like to hear from people. I want to hear from people who have been in situations where they have been abused by women. And you can use an alias if you want. You don't have to give us your real name. But like I said, I know somebody personally who's been abused by a woman multiple times, who dated a woman and is continuing to date a woman that hits him in the face, scratches and all, he continues to date her, which makes me think clearly there's something wrong with him along with her. You're on Stay Woke. Who's this?
Hey, I got a question.
Oh, Jesus.
How many talk show radio hosts take Adderall?
Take Adderall?
Take Adderall?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think
it's any more than a general population, probably.
How many Adderalls does it take to be a radio host? Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, like radio hosts, do they use Adderall?
Why, you got them? You want to sell some or something?
Well, no, I had them in the past, just like you have, right?
That's no, I don't think anybody here takes Adderall, as far as I know. I don't know anybody's medical history. I know Anna doesn't, though. I don't.
No, I mean, I've done it recreationally, but not with a prescription. Sorry, Mom and Dad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, only when I'm drinking. And I only snort them. All right, thanks for calling. All right, I don't care. You're on Stay Woke. Who's this?
KP.
What's up, KP?
Hey, all right. So, am I on air right now?
Yeah, you're air. On air.
All right, cool.
You're air. All right, sorry. Wind and fire. Go ahead.
It is ridiculous for there to be a double standard.
Are you on a Bluetooth, buddy, or a speakerphone or something?
I know. I am not.
Nope. Oh, okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
Just a horrible phone, I guess.
That's fine. Go ahead.
I think it's ridiculous for there to be a double standard when it comes to defending yourself. I don't know. You guys ever done any martial arts before?
I have, yes.
Yes. All right. I have, too. And I've been knocked out by a woman before. To think that a woman is just that dainty little being that is less than a man, that's crazy.
A woman can still do some damage, but clearly not as much as a man.
No, man. Come on. It's way different. We got 80% more body strength than them.
On average. No, I mean, it can still hurt. And yes, of course, if you're trained, I mean, I've seen women who were like professional fighters, like knock out guys who were, you know, obviously not. But still, yes, there is a difference between strength.
So, KP, are you saying then by saying this is that it only takes one hit for you to hit her back?
Oh, I would say one hit and one. I mean, if I was hit, you know, I would say, hey, please don't do that again because I really don't appreciate that.
Excuse me, miss.
That'll work with an irrational woman.
because you know, it's not the hit that I'm worried about. It's me, like, falling over and cracking my head on the sidewalk or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Sure.
Thank you so much for calling. I'm sorry. It's really, really hard to hear you. But if you call back on a different number with a different phone, we'll give you a call.
Sounds like you're in a submarine.
Oh, Lord Jesus. All right.
Love you guys.
Sorry. Thank you.
Thanks.
Really quick. Here's, again, if I were a dude, so I'm going to put myself in a dude's body really quick. I would say that you absolutely have the right. Like, we're just talking like moral for moral, you know, just forget about the law for a second. But I absolutely would do everything I could not to hit her back unless I was in serious danger, like she had a knife or something like that, because this sort of thing will happen. You'll lose your job. You'll be called a woman beater. All of the stigma and all the buildup around I don't want to say it's a loaded term, but like if you do one thing, even if you're doing it for the right reasons, you will get scrutinized. You'll get ridiculed. Publicly shamed. So I would do everything, not because it's the right thing to do not to hit her back, but because I'd be trying to protect my public reputation and my job.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So I think that would be my answer. Is there's, in terms of right or wrong, absolutely, if someone hits you, you can hit them right back.
I saw a video. It was a World Star Hip Hop video.
Okay.
And it was,
that's the source.
A homosexual,
okay,
and a lady.
All right.
And it was a big lady, a stocky gal. And it was
she also homosexual?
She may have been.
All right.
I don't know. But the fella definitely was a very dainty man.
You could say flaming. You could say flaming.
Flaming, yeah. Homosexual. Yeah. Yes.
On
and
fire.
So she, and I was like, wow, this might be a good fight, you know? No. The guy knocked her right in the face, gave her a shot to the jaw immediately, and she walked away. That was it. She grabbed her face and walked away.
Oh, she walked away. She didn't fall down or anything?
She was definitely staggering.
Oh, okay.
And it wasn't, like, this guy was a lanky dude, you know, and he just caught her, you know? It's not fair. It wouldn't be a fair fight, you know?
Well, obviously, it's not a sanctioned fight, but if someone comes up to you unprovoked, and judging from Drew's video, again, he may have been saying whatever to her, does not matter, like Will said. Doesn't matter what he said. Even if he was saying the rudest thing to her, he was not being physically aggressive. He wasn't touching her, nothing. And this bitch, and that's what I'm going to call it, just slapped him right across the face.
I just don't understand where she thought that that would be okay to do, that there would be no repercussions for that. She must have done that before, and maybe nothing happened to her. And there is a double standard as far as women go in certain crimes, whether it be some sort of violence or sex crimes or things like that. Every day I see a new story in the New York Post. New York Post does a great job with chronicling these teachers that have sex with students. And it's a new one all the time. And if they throw the book at men, which I'm glad, you know, by the way, I don't really care.
Yeah.
But I don't really care if these teachers are banging the students if they're dudes. If the students are dudes, I don't really care. It's a double standard. It definitely is. And I think there should be some difference, too, as far as violence goes. But you can't put your hands on somebody.
Well,
I have a much bigger problem with a man smacking a lady in the face than I do with a lady smacking the man in the face. But it's not good either way. And she should have some sort of penalty. I don't think this lady that slapped Drew should go to jail. But I think she needs to be in some sort of program where she gets her anger under control.
I think she needs to have charges pressed together. It sets a precedent saying that this sort of behavior is okay. And if you want equality, you need to want it across the board. You want men to go to war when there's a draft? Well, you should be, you know, part of the conscription too if you want equality. If you're fighting for equality, then you have to want it all the way. You can't cherry pick, oh, well, a man should buy dinner and a man should be responsible. No. If you want equality, you want it all the way or you don't want it at all. Well, here's the situation, like you were talking about earlier. What is the fallout? Like, does she think that there will be no repercussions? Because I feel like in her mind, first of all, when I see people jump to violence this quickly, like in my head, and maybe this is judgmental on my part, but when I see this sort of thing, I think they're uncivilized and typically, not always, but uneducated. Like, this is how you deal with anger. You don't know how to converse. You don't know how to talk out your feelings. Mm-hmm. Even if you yell, fine, okay, but if you just resort to violence that quickly or feel like you have the right to slap someone across the face, something is wrong with you. You were raised poorly, and this is the environment in which you were developed and evolved in. I mean, I feel like this is probably not the first time that this woman has done this, seeing as how she's, what, probably around 40, I'm guessing? Mm-hmm. 35, 40. I don't think this just crept up on her and Drew was the first person to piss her off to the point of hitting him in the face.
I mean, it's possible that maybe he was. Drew is a wordsmith. He is a sarcasm master, has his doctorate in it. He's made a good living for himself, sure, being able to do what he does. And like I said, you could tell in the video, he had that little head nod, and I could see it when he's being...
Smarmy?
Yes, a little bit.
Yeah.
And he's the best at it.
Sure.
You know? So, I mean... It could have got to the point where she couldn't control herself, but that's not an excuse. You have to be able to control yourself.
Well,
you have
to
be able to walk away. You have to be like, you jerk.
Yeah.
Screw you.
That's the thing. She can control herself.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there's literally, like, it's not that other people don't get angry. Everybody experiences anger. Everyone gets like red hot inside, but other people are able to control themselves and say, all right, relax. You're able to think about the consequences before you actually just, you know, give in to impulse, which this woman did. And to me, I wonder if she thought that either A, I can hit this guy and get away with it because he's not going to hit a woman back because that's wrong. Because I feel like a lot of women think things like that. Like, you know, I can do that because I'm a woman, but he can't do that. For example, with the whole like paying for dinner thing, he should pay because he's a man. You know, I shouldn't be made to pay until the fourth date. Like they make up these, you know, arbitrary rules of dating and what men should be doing and what women should be doing. And B, if he does hit her back, that's probably even better for her because then he's going to jail and she's mad at him, so she's really sticking it to him. Oh yeah, you hit a woman? That's ridiculous. You're going to jail, buddy. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. So I want to hear from people what they think. If he were, not just Drew, but anybody, were to press charges against a woman for being slapped, okay, do you think that other guys or people would think that you're a pussy for pressing charges? Because Thomas and I had a disagreement about this. I said, I bet maybe a lot of guys don't want to press charges because they think they'll look like a pussy. And Thomas said the opposite. He's like, no, I would think you would look like a pussy if you didn't push, you know, press charges. But I mean, I was thinking that, you know, like, oh, a woman hit me. It wasn't so bad. Like, I can handle it. You know, I talked about her. I told her to get the hell out of here. But if you were to press charges, do you think that that would make you feel more or less like a pussy?
Well, look. I mean, let's use this as an example here. Nick DiPaolo, comedian Nick DiPaolo,
yeah,
very
I know
funny
who is.
Comedian, right. Ex-radio host now, has a great podcast. You should check it out if you haven't. He ran into an incident after a show, a comedy show, stand-up mm-hmm. show. He went out to a meet and greet. A woman came up to him and her father, and then the father said, I loved your show. My daughter wants to punch you in the face, though. And he went, oh, geez. And then she punched him in the face, proceeded to punch him in the face. Now, he was shocked, obviously. He didn't hit her back, but he pressed charges. And then people on Twitter are calling saying, oh, a girl beat your ass. It's like, no, that didn't happen. They didn't go 9 rounds.
Yeah.
You know, what is he supposed to do? It's a no-win situation for a man, no matter what. Some people are going to call him a pussy if he presses charges. And then if he doesn't, then you're letting somebody get away with something that they shouldn't.
No.
And they might potentially hurt other people.
Yeah.
For because they think that they're entitled, that
yeah.
they can do these things.
I think you're a pussy if you don't press charges, honestly. You know, I really do. I think that you should. Like, these sorts of behaviors are not okay. And if you flip it around, and if a guy smacked a girl like that unprovoked, 100% you're pressing charges. Therefore, if you believe in equality as a man or a woman, you should think that you should press charges if someone slaps you unprovoked at a bar.
Now, I think it would be easier if this woman just agreed to let Drew slap her in the face back. But Drew ain't going to do that.
No,
Drew's not
that's
that
a trap.
Of dude,
that's
man.
A trap. No, that's a trap.
But I mean, if they came to some sort of agreement where they worked it out with attorneys or something. Because I mean, if he does press charges, look, Drew's a busy guy, man. He's a dad. He's a successful radio show host. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have time. Now he's got to go to court. Now he's got to hire an attorney. This could potentially cost him money to do this stuff. And probably didn't hurt him that bad. It was probably a shock to the system this lady did that. But is it worth, you know, your time is money. So is it worth his time to go after this lady? I hope he does just for the principle.
Yeah.
But in the end, it may not be worth it to him.
Yeah, but I mean, even a girl can get like slapped or punched and have just like, you know, a black eye or, you know, a busted lip, and she could be okay, but I think she should still press charges. This sort of behavior is not okay. I feel like almost that maybe like law enforcement should take over and say, listen, like, he doesn't have to press charges. You're going to jail, or you're getting some sort of charge pressed against you by the government or by the state or by the bar. This sort of behavior is not okay, no matter what.
Yeah, there we go. Pretty wild, man. I don't know. What do you think? Should he press charges on this lady? Maybe some anger management should be initiated? Should he just let it go? You know, she's a crazy person and, you know, didn't hurt him, and just let it go. She's a lady after all. What do you think? 813-693-2124. If you want to hear the full clip, make sure you download the 102.5 The Bone app in the Google Play iTunes store. You can get Stay Woke on demand at your fingertips whenever you want it. It's just on the app right there. It's amazing technology that we have nowadays. So you don't have to stay up till midnight to listen to a radio program. It's amazing. While you're there downloading that app, make sure you download the Radio St. Pete app as well. Same deal applies. You can get all these podcasts and local music and everything at your fingertips. Just search Radio St. Pete in the iTunes and Google Play Store, and you'll find it. I promise. And before we get out of here, I want to say thank you very much to me. Yes, that's right. HomemadePodcast.com. Homemade Podcasts is a consulting firm. If you've ever thought about, you know, getting involved in podcasting, but just don't know how, if you're an individual or a business, I can help you. I know how to do it. Believe it or not, I've been doing it for many years now, and I think I'm okay at it. And I want to help you. So check out homemadepodcasts.com. You can check out that website. There's blog posts over there and everything. And, you know, I want to help. Maybe you're a business that wants to produce some sound, some audio for your website to reach new and existing customers. Well, holler at your boy. Homemadepodcasts.com. Appreciate you tuning in. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, make sure you stay tuned because Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next. Indie Circuit coming up after that. If you're listening on podcasts, hey, I sure appreciate it. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher, wherever you get your pods. And tell a friend, man. That's the best form of advertising. Telling a pal. If you want to get in touch, 813-693-2124. That's a voice or text line. You can leave a message or a text anytime you want, 24/7, 365. HMBRadio.com is the website. Check it out. Get some stickers. There's a contact page on that website. Just say, hey, Billy, I want some stickers, man. I'm going to send you some because I love you. I want you to be happy. I want to be happy. So it's a win-win for everybody. I hope you have a fantastic week. Take care of yourself. Eat vegetables. Go for a run. Go for a walk. Start strong every day. All right, sorry. I hate these people that do this stuff. I was trying to be funny, but I think I should just go now. I just keep thinking that I have something else I need to say before I go. And I'm hoping it'll come to me, but I'm just rambling into this microphone. So it's probably not important. HMBRadio.com. This has been the Homemade Broadcast. This is HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Have a fantastic life, and I'll see you next week. Bye.